Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, and he joined us on Mondays. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with the journey of solidarity.
Yeah, the governor, who very rarely goes out of the states, sometime this week probably, that he's going to Puerto Rico in early September to show solidarity and offer any help he can to the island, which is obviously in very financial straits right now.
The Cold War that's continuing between the New York City Mayor, Bill de Blasio, and the state Senate GOP.
Yeah, the mayor, who has had problems with the legislature, with the governor certainly, over the summer, he's had separate dinners for the Senate Democrats and the Senate Independent Democrats, and he's trying to get a dinner together with the Assembly Democrats. But he has not asked the Senate Republicans or the Assembly Republicans. And, you know, it's a longstanding tradition that mayors have each house over to, you know, for dinner. Usually it's bipartisan, but this mayor has decided that he doesn't want the Republicans.
Former gubernatorial candidate from Westchester County, Rob Astorino, Republican, being criticized by GOP consultant O'Brien Murray, and the issue is term limits.
Yeah, the O'Brien Murray says that Rob Astorino, is a hypocrite because he says he's likely going to run for a third term for Westchester County Executive, even though during the gubernatorial campaign, he pushed hard for term limits and said that he thinks people should be stuck to two four-year terms, and now he's going to go for a third four-year term, which is the legal maximum in Westchester County. But Murray says maybe he should have done it voluntarily and say, hey, you know what, I believe in two terms, that's what I'm going
to
do.
I noticed you had an item over the weekend that had to do with the arrest of one of Governor Cuomo's aides in, was it Buffalo?
Yeah, Kareem Camara, former assemblyman, he heads up the governor's new faith-based office, was in Buffalo, and I guess got a little tipsy overnight, or a lot tipsy, went to a sandwich shop and got belligerent, and they tried to throw him out. He wouldn't leave. Police came. He said, you don't have the right to arrest me. They said, yeah, we do. They arrested him. The charges were ultimately dropped, but he spent the night in jail.
We've been speaking with Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can read his items on Monday in the paper, or simply go to the website at nydailynews.com. Ken, we thank you as always.
Anytime. Be well.